Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 26th. You'll be interested to know, 64 years ago, today in 1960, the first in a series of historic televised debates, seen by some 85 to 120 million viewers between United States presidential candidates, John Fitzgerald Kennedy and Vice President Richard Milhouse Nixon, was broadcast on CBS. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high ground swell on Thursday morning, building to thigh-to-waist high in the afternoon. Conditions will be semi-glassy with offshore winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour, turning semi-choppy with onshore winds later. Similar conditions persist on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with slight variations in swell height. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair at 2 to 3 feet until 11 a.m. After that, it's looking pretty choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when the northwest swell is 1 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 4 foot at 7:30 a.m. with a 3-foot low tide just before noon. This morning it's patchy fog and feels like 66 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:38, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:40. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing by late morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high near 73 with a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with patchy fog rolling in, a low of 62, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning before 11 a.m., with mostly sunny skies and highs around 74 to 78 degrees. Nights will turn mostly cloudy, with lows in the 60s. Calm northwest winds will be light throughout. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a star has been born at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park with the arrival of a newborn aardvark cub, marking a first for the park. The cub was born in July to mother Padme and father Azan, who previously sired another cub at the San Diego Zoo in 2022. Aardvarks, with their unique appearance and nocturnal habits, are native to sub-Saharan Africa. Although not currently endangered, they face increasing risks from habitat loss and human activities. After a gestation period of about 7 months, mother aardvarks teach their young vital skills for finding and digging for ants and termites. Now on to sports. Netflix's ambition to have Tom Brady call a Christmas Day game has hit a snag. The streaming service plans to broadcast the Kansas City Chiefs against the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens versus the Houston Texans on December 25th. Netflix initially sought to feature Brady alongside Kevin Burkhardt for the Chiefs-Steelers matchup, but Fox declined this request. Now Netflix is considering Ian Eagle, Noah Eagle, Greg Olsen, and Nate Burleson as alternatives. While Ian Eagle and Burleson work for CBS Sports, Noah Eagle is with NBC. Fox may consider allowing Olsen to join the broadcast. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys, at 1-2, take on the New York Giants, also at 1-2 at MetLife Stadium. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on Prime Video. Expect clear skies and 74 degrees for this rivalry matchup. The Cowboys are favored by 6 points. In local sports, last night in Los Angeles, the Padres fell to the Dodgers 4-3. Despite a solo shot from Tatis Jr. in the fifth inning, the Friars couldn't overcome the Dodgers' solid pitching. Manny Machado scored on Xander Bogaerts' second inning single, and Jake Cronenworth doubled in the second to bring Bogaerts home. Estrada took the loss, allowing 2 runs over 3 innings. Although the Padres' bullpen held strong, the Dodgers' early offense proved too much to handle. Tonight, the Padres are back at Dodger Stadium for a 7:10 first pitch. Joe Musgrove, with an ERA of 2.25, will take on Walker Buehler. Expect mild weather with temperatures around 69 degrees in LA. In top news, as Hurricane Helene approaches Florida's northern Gulf Coast, marine scientists and engineers are deploying a fleet of drones to track its path. These autonomous devices can navigate the turbulent area between air and water, where heat fuels the storm, producing intense winds, waves, and rain. This advanced technology enhances storm predictions and aids in understanding hurricane intensification. Various instruments, including satellites, planes, drones, and buoys, are positioned at different altitudes to gather crucial atmospheric and oceanographic data. This coordinated effort aims to quickly assess Helene's intensity and trajectory, ultimately improving meteorological forecasts. In business news, NVIDIA stock increased by as much as 3% on Wednesday, following an industry report that predicted unprecedented levels of investment in artificial intelligence. The annual technology report from consulting firm Bain states that companies will need to invest significantly in technology infrastructure to capitalize on the artificial intelligence boom. According to the report, while large data centers currently cost between $1 billion and $4 billion, future costs could rise to between $10 and $25 billion. NVIDIA expects to earn $10 billion in revenue from government investments in artificial intelligence in 2024, a substantial increase from zero last year. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $63,700. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $149. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Meta is discontinuing the Quest Pro, its high-end virtual reality headset that launched in 2022, and which we described as not very good. The company plans to sell remaining Quest Pro headsets until they are gone, or until the end of the year. While Meta did not specify the reasons for this decision, the headset received poor reviews, with many rating it a mere 4 out of 10. The Quest Pro was originally priced at $1,499, but was later reduced to $999, which was still high compared to the newer, better Quest 3 at $499. Additionally, Meta is also discontinuing the Quest 2, which is 4 years old. And in entertainment news, marking his own journey through high school with his group of misfit friends, Sam Levine, reflecting on the show's 25th anniversary, expressed gratitude to the creator and directors for giving a comedy-loving teenage nerd that kind of opportunity. Levine shared on Instagram, 25 years, some days I can't believe it's been that long. He emphasized how Freaks and Geeks continues to resonate, saying, a quarter century later, I'm truly humbled at how it is still being talked about, still finding new fans, and still bringing joy to so many people. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actor, Christopher Reeve. And he said, a hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.